Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment in which we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. After years of requests to remove a Confederate monument from Wesley Bowen Plaza across the street from the state capitol, it was taken down last week. That happened because the group that had originally gifted the monument to the state in the early 60s wanted it back. In that context, Phil Boaz, editorial page editor for The Republic, has written about a person for whom a monument at that time should have been built. Phil joins me for his weekly appearance. And Phil, let's start with that person, Annie Dodge Wanika.
Well, it just so happens that the Confederate troops memorial, the one that just came down in the dead of night, early Thursday morning, went up in the very early 1960s, and right about that time, the nation was beginning to recognize that here in Arizona, we had a Navajo woman who was extraordinary and really qualified to be considered among the greats in America. And only a couple of years after that, she was. In fact, she got our nation's highest civilian honor. Lyndon Johnson conferred upon her the Presidential Medal of Freedom. And just to tell you, you know, the giants that she stands among, also getting that medal that year were playwright Thornton Wilder, author E.B. White, painter Andrew Wyeth. You had John F. Kennedy getting the medal posthumously, Pope John 23rd. The biomedical scientist John F. Enders, the father of modern vaccines. And here was Annie Dodge Wanika from the distant desert of Arizona. Arizona was even far more remote in those days, days before the internet and whatnot. And yet her deeds and her great accomplishments were being recognized in our nation's capital.
It's interesting, I think, that she received this recognition the same year that the father of modern vaccines got it, because her life's work was really about health and healthcare and bringing those things to the Navajo Nation.
Right. And not only that, I mean, what a connection to our time right now, because she grew up on land that sort of straddled the Arizona-New Mexico border at a time of another pandemic. She was a child in a pandemic. She actually caught the 1918 Spanish flu, but she had a mild case of it, and it allowed her to go and serve her people as a child, to be feeding and helping Navajos who were very sick with this disease at the time. And her father was he became the first president of the tribal nation there, the Navajo Tribal Council. His name was Chi Dodge, and she would follow her dad all across the Indian community and see how sickness, all kinds of illness, had ravaged the Navajo. And it sparked in her a real interest in medicine and helping people.
You referenced how interesting her work was to what we're dealing with now. What kinds of lessons do you think that Arizona and maybe the rest of the country could be learning from the work that Annie Dodge Wanika did?
Well, the great connection to our time is that she was described by the people who knew her and loved her as a bridge person, somebody who built connections between peoples. And what her great accomplishment was to take the marvels of modern medicine and bring that to the Navajo people, who were very suspicious at that time of doctors and hospitals. And one of the things that she was seeing early on, and this just shows how ingenious she was, but she was seeing that Navajo children were dying from gastrointestinal disease and diarrhea that they were picking up from bad water on the Indian community. And it was hard to get them treatment, to get Navajo parents to trust the doctors and modern medicine. So she came up with this idea to do a baby contest, in which every year they bring in the doctors to be the judges, and the parents would bring their children. And this interaction between physicians and between Navajo parents created and built up trust, so that they were finally willing to put their children's health in the hands of these modern doctors.
Phil, do you think there's any chance that the monument that you think should have been erected to Annie Dodge Wanika back in the 60s could be put up now?
If the reaction I got from, in letters to the editor is an indicator, then yes, I think there's a real chance because there was a tremendous enthusiasm to do this. I'm going to be running letters from people who would love to do it through this week. So there definitely is an interest in it and a recognition that this is a great Arizonan and a great American who really we need to start knowing. Her name should be a household name in Arizona. We should understand what she did and what she accomplished, and she should be a model for us for how to organize and make ourselves better, you know, and reach across cultures and work together.
All right, that is Phil Boas, editorial page editor for the Arizona Republic. Phil, as always, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Likewise, Mark. Thanks.